This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A new sports field and running track will be built at North Queens Community School, thanks to funding from Nova Scotia and the Region of Queens. Regional councillors approved $250,000 this week for the $1.1 million project at the primary to grade 12 school in Caledonia. That's on top of a planned $800,000 grant from the province. Alyssa Short is chairwoman of North Queens Active Living. She appealed to councillors this week for the funding through the region's Community Investment Fund. She said the field is almost completely unusable.
And so the result is that our athletes are not able to train at the school, and that has historically been the case.
Short told councillors at their regular meeting that when Olympic track athlete Jenna Martin was a student at the school, she could not use the field to train. She had to go to Bridgewater instead, which is an hour's drive away.
There's very poor drainage. The ground is uneven. It's compacted, so because the field is actually almost in a V shape, so the water kind of pools up in the middle and is soaked all year round, so it's almost completely unusable.
And because it isn't fenced, she said ATV riders have further damaged it by doing donuts in the field.
It's to the point that the students are not even able to use the field for recess or for sports or anything.
The field was built in 1984 with no proper drainage or fencing. Short said the school's outdoor classroom is also not safe to use. The new field will feature a 325-meter track, which is smaller than the regulation 400-meter size. Short said a larger track would have tripled the cost of the project. The field will be fenced, lit, and have proper drainage. North Queens Active Living will maintain the field.
We've gone with a natural turf field. It will have fencing, of course, and very importantly, it'll be a very good quality walking track that can be used by the whole community.
Short said they hope to put the project to tender immediately and have the work done over the summer and fall so that it will be ready to use next year. Councillors said the new field and track are vital in a smaller rural community like Caledonia and the surrounding area. District 6 Councillor Stuart Jenkins represents part of North Queens.
I think it's very important that this project be supported by this council. People out in the country have to travel so far for many things, and when you start moving your children an hour one way, an hour back, just so they can train on a track after they spend all day in school, shouldn't be acceptable.
Councillors voted to grant North Queens Active Living's request for $250,000. The funding will come from the region's accumulated budget surplus. This will be the second new track and field in Queens County. A $3 million 400-meter rubberized track and artificial turf soccer field at Liverpool Regional High School is expected to be ready by early July. After the funding was approved, Short told QCCR that she's grateful for the municipality's support.
There's a lot of demand for having access to these kind of facilities, and I think that not only the school, I mean, I know the school is going to be thrilled, but I think the whole community is really going to get behind it. It's going to mean that athletes who have it in them to become athletes they have the facilities to follow through on what they're capable of, and I think there's probably been a lot of potential lost in North Queens over many years, and I think that having this facility is really going to have a lot more athletes come out of Queens, North Queens.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.